This is Pastor Ron Brammer. I want to welcome you to Rock Power Radio. Rock Power Radio is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are a non-denominational, independent church. Our purpose in bringing you these programs is to encourage you to put God first in your life, to trust God, to seek first the kingdom of God, because the Bible says the just shall live by faith. This week we're talking about that the church is supposed to be more than conquerors. Romans chapter 8, verse 37 says, "Yet in all these things," what kind of things? Tribulation, distress, persecution, peril, sword. "Yet in all these things," in spite of all those things, "we are more than conquerors through him who loves us." Don't forget the latter part, through him. Our victory, our overcoming is through him. It says in the book of Revelations, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. You can't leave out either one. We're in perilous times. It's time for the church to step up and conquer. The Bible says in those days the gospel should be preached. We need to take the offensive. The offensive is preaching the gospel. And then 1 Peter chapter 5 says, "Humble therefore yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith." Remember, Jesus said, "Will I find faith?" You can't resist the devil if you're acting like the devil, if you're listening to the devil, and if you don't have faith. "Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that is in the world." The Bible says, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Be sober and be vigilant. Be watchful. Don't be foolish. But don't forget, we've got the name of Jesus. We've got the gifts of the Spirit. We've got power of God. The Bible says we are kept through faith by the power of God. Will I find faith on the earth? Well, we've got to make sure that we are living and abiding in the Word of God so that we're not fearful. Never does it say, be sober, be vigilant, be fearful. You know, the fearful usually aren't sober and vigilant. They're fearful. I'm telling you. I saw people in Vietnam that were killed because they were fearful. You know, I've told the story, the day I was wounded, my squad leader, who should have been behind the 50 caliber machine gun, which was his job, was hiding. The track commander's seat is elevated, and he was behind that, and we'd just gotten a new track, and it had a steel shield around it, big old thick thing. And instead of sitting up there behind the 50 caliber machine gun, and then the shield would have been, you know, about this high, he had somebody else behind the 50 because he only had 3 days left in country, and he was sitting behind that shield, hiding. Well, a rocket hit that shield and it shattered and took out his face. What caused that fear? The guy who was sitting where he should have been sitting was wounded in both legs. Fear. Sober and be vigilant. You know, you've all seen movies of the early West where out, especially in Wyoming and those places, there would be army posts. And the Indian tribes, especially in the winter, would camp out outside the army posts. You've all seen pictures of that. Well, that's the way it was in Vietnam. Not in the lowlands, but in the highlands, there were a tribe of people called Mountain Yards or Montagnards, and they were not the same race as the South Vietnamese or the North Vietnamese. They were their own race. They're different, a lot different. And the Vietnamese lived in cities and good-sized villages, but these people lived in little, very small villages, maybe 100 people, 50 people. The Vietnamese lived in the lowlands, and they built their houses, their huts on the ground, and the Mountain Yards built theirs up on stilts. They were very primitive. They had nothing. They had no electricity, no, they had nothing. They were gatherers. They just gathered in the forest. And so they would camp out near an army post and get the garbage, frankly. You see, two of the three places, let me put it that way, in our area that were overrun, they weren't, I never heard of people that were like us in the jungle getting overrun. Why? We were sober and we were vigilant. But those people who were in camps, they thought they were safe. And the mountain yards would set up camp outside there. Well, in two different occasions that I know of, they got up and the mountain yards were gone. That ought to be a sign something's going on. Duh. In both cases, they paid no attention to it. And they were all killed. Maybe not all killed, but what we called overrun. They were attacked and they were overrun. Why? Because they didn't pay attention to the signs. They didn't pay attention. They weren't sober. They weren't vigilant. We were never overrun. No combat unit I know of was ever overrun. But those who thought they were safe, at the one place they didn't even carry rifles. That's how stupid they were. Can you imagine that? In Vietnam, you don't carry a rifle? They're in this camp. And they were guarded. We had to guard them 48 hours. People would have come in and guard them every 48 hours. And we would come in and we would guard them for 48 hours. And then we would leave and somebody else would take their place. And we did that once a month. The people in the camp themselves weren't even armed. And they didn't allow us, when we were guarding them, to have a round in the chamber. Be sober and be vigilant. Don't be afraid. Just be smart. Be sober and be vigilant. Because the devil's wanting to take peace from Des Moines. But don't let him. We've got the Prince of Peace. We don't have to be afraid. We just have to be sober and be vigilant. Don't be stupid. Don't do things that shouldn't do. Don't give the devil a place. God is our source. Amen? We're more than conquerors. Do you believe that? Then start saying it. Believe it. The name of Jesus. At that name, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. But we are definitely in the end times, or in a dress rehearsal. And it doesn't much matter. It's perilous times. We just need to know who we are and who our enemy is. And don't give up. Don't quit praying. We are more than conquerors through Him. Don't leave that off. We're not more than conquerors because of ourselves. We're not more than conquerors because we've got a gun. I'm not against having guns, but you won't win the war that way. And if you see these nuts over there, they have a feeling of invincibility because of their weapons. But greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. But it's through Him. And we need to walk in love and preach the gospel whenever we can. Because it says right in the middle of that, and this gospel shall be preached in all the world. We're not afraid. We need to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I just want to read you this, close with this. Brother Hagin had this vision in 1950. And he says, at that time the Holy Spirit came upon me again. It seemed as if a wind were blowing on me and I fell flat on my face. As I lay under the power of God, it seemed as if I were standing high on a and I could see for miles and miles around me. I looked to the west and I saw what appeared to be a tiny dot on the horizon. It was the only moving thing I could see. As I watched, it grew larger and came towards me, taking on shape and form. Soon I could see it was a horse. As it came closer, I could see a man on the horse, and he was riding towards me at full speed. As he approached, I could see he held the reins of the horse's bridle in his right hand, and in his left hand, high above his head, he held a scroll of paper. When the horseman came to me, he pulled on the reins and stopped. I stood on his right. He passed the scroll from his left hand to his right, and he handed it to me. As I unrolled the scroll, which was a roll of paper 12 or 14 inches long, he said, "Take and read." At the top of the page in big, bold black print were these words, "War and Destruction." I was struck dumb, and he said, "Read." He laid his hand on my hand and said, "Read in the name of Jesus Christ." And I began to read what was written on the page, and as the words instructed me, I looked and saw what I had just read. First, I read about thousands upon thousands of men in uniform, and then I looked and saw these men marching wave after wave of soldier marching as to war. I looked in the direction they were going. As far as I could see, there were thousands of men marching. I looked at the scroll again, and again I looked to see what I had read. I saw the skyline of a large city. Looking closer, I saw the skyscrapers were burned out holes. Portions of the city lay in ruins. It was not written that just one city would be destroyed and burned and in ruins, but there would be many such cities. It's the same devil, the same thing. And we just need to be sober and be vigilant, and we need to pray. These things don't necessarily have to take place, and they can certainly be shortened if we would pray. God is not the author of these things, and He's not willing that any should perish, so we ought to be not willing that any should perish. And we need to pray that these things, if they do happen, will happen in diminished capacity. We are the light and we are the salt. The world can't stop these things. They're asleep.
Thank you for the privilege of speaking to you today. As we've been announcing for several weeks, we now have Healing School every Thursday night at 7 p.m. We just run about an hour. We teach what the Bible has to say about healing. We expect this school to run continuously. Now, many of you are wondering what we would have to say about healing. Well, I assure you that there is that much revelation in the Word of God on the subject of healing. And we're not here just to talk about the subject of healing. We're here to help people get healed. Healing comes by faith. Faith comes by hearing. The Word of God says in the Gospels, people came to hear and to be healed. That's God's plan. God's plan is for you to be healed. We have so many people say today, well, God heals through doctors. No, doctors heal. Thank God for doctors, but that's not God. God heals through His Word and through His Spirit. God wants every human being to walk in divine health. We will prove that to you. I encourage you to please come out if you need healing, and there's not any person within the sound of my voice that either doesn't need healing today or will need healing or needs to know how not to get sick. We can tell you what God said. It's not my ideas, man's ideas. It's the Word of God. The medical system is failing. Government health care is a failure and will be a failure, but God never fails. Last week was our first lesson, and we had a good turnout, even though it was bitterly cold. I encourage you to come. You'll be welcome. We're not going to require anything of you but to hear. And I promise you that if you come once, you'll come more than once. Please don't allow the traditions of men to keep you sick or to be like the woman with the issue of blood, spend everything that you have. So please come Thursday nights at 7 p.m. at 3119 Southwest 30th Street. You will not be disappointed. We have a website, rockpowerchurch.com. You can also email us from that website. We're located at 3119 Southwest 30th Street. I hope to see you soon.